From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi Tuesday dismissed as propaganda claims by Islamic State insurgents that they brought down a Russian jetliner that crashed in the Sinai Peninsula, killing all 224 people aboard. When there is propaganda that it crashed because of ISIS, there is one way to damage the stability and security of Egypt and the image of Egypt, according to Sisi speaking to the BBC. Believe me, the situation in Sinai, especially in this limited area, is under our full control. Meanwhile, investigators in Egypt began their examination of the flight recorders recovered from the wreckage of the Metro jet, and Russian families began the process of identifying the bodies. A court in India has ordered a life sentence for a man convicted of raping a passenger while driving for the mobile ride-sharing company Uber. This is the public prosecutor, Atul Srivastava.
Sentence, I have argued that this is the expectation of the society. The maximum punishment should be given to the awarded to this man so that the good message to go to the society that we all are safe. And if we are going to commit anything wrong, then we will be handled like this.
The sentence for Shiv Kumar Yadav was a maximum he was eligible to receive after being convicted last month. The woman had hired Yadav to take her home after a dinner with friends last December, and she said he raped her after she fell asleep in the car. A rare cyclone slammed into southeastern Yemen, bringing with it strong winds, heavy flooding, and causing massive damage. Cyclone Chapala made landfall Tuesday in the Al-Qaeda-controlled town of Mukallala, packing winds of up to 130 kilometers an hour. So far, there have been no reports of injuries. You're listening to VOA News.